You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors on the first day of another short trading week. With me is Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital, for the 5 o'clock shadow. And this podcast is proudly brought to you by sharenet.co.za. Greg, for a change, let's start with the numbers. And you can deliver the numbers from the JSE indexes that we normally look at. Starting with the banks, please.
Sure. The banks down 1.25%. So a little disappointing not carrying on that rally we had at the end of last week. Financials down 0.67, industrials down 0.25%, retailers down 0.5%, gold shares down 2.4%, Platts slightly up 0.25%. Resources, that's where we saw some positivity, up 1.33%.
Okay, great. And the all share itself?
The all share, yes, up 0.54, 322 points better, 59,545. Turnover, though, that's disappointing. 13.89 billion.
I'm just getting the impression that some people use this period, because we've got another public holiday next Wednesday, I think it is, to get all those days together and get a 2 week holiday without making too much impact on their working lives and on their leave lives, if you see what I mean, Greg.
Yes, a lot of our traders are away down at the coast. You know, very often they have got, you know, set up where they can trade, but you certainly, I think that's the reason why the volume's a lot lower. People have taken a long weekend, and as you say, taken a big patch of leave without taking too many trading days off.
Exactly.
So it definitely is like a mini December this time of year. And on top of that, the election's the 8th of May. It's another public holiday. So
oh, my goodness.
Not a lot of volume going through the market the next couple of days.
I phoned a chief economist that I normally speak to on a Tuesday, and I phoned his office. There was no reply. I phoned his cell phone, and a lady answered, and she said, so-and-so's phone. I said, it's Lindsay Williams for my normal interview at this time on a Tuesday. And she said, no, he's having a nap at the moment. We're in White River.
No, it's David Shapiro.
David Shapiro's coming up. He's not a chief economist. It was somebody else. But anyway, let's not deal in names, Greg. Let's have a look at the JSE today. No, it's not bad, up 0.5%, but on low volume. Was there any features there? Let's look at the most viewed shares. Starting off, forget about that. EOH down 3.7%. It's got to take a breather at some stage, obviously.
Yeah, we saw its peak out at around 25 Rand, and I had a feeling it's a short there. I got really busy with some admin. It shorted a lot lower down, but it's 21.56. I got a feeling, look, if they can deliver what they promised, then this is probably the right share price. It ran a bit ahead of itself with the short covering, but I think it'll consolidate around the 21, 22 area of the next couple of days.
Yeah, I did put in a request to speak to Stephen Fancola, but as yet nothing back. I'm sure he's got far too much on his plate, along with all the holidays, to speak to the likes of me. Sasol, Greg, really good performance. It was the third most viewed on ShareNet, with 12.6% of the views, 487.49 per share. Great performance.
Yeah, it is good. And that's the wonderful thing about that ShareNet most viewed shares, because very often the people, you know, who people are using their share, you know, no fools. They're picking up on the right trends here. And so 4.2% up for Sasol, 487.49. So 500 doesn't look that far away. Some big value of shares trading, 1.3 million shares. That's 630 million rand. So, I mean, that's a sizable chunk if you think we only did 13.8 on the whole day. So certainly Sasol, being our only sort of pure oil player on the market, really coming to the fore. And as we were mentioning earlier, the price of Brent crude oil has been quite a bit stronger.
Yeah, we'll come to that in a moment. But anyway, the last one, the fourth most viewed, with 8.4% of views on ShareNet. Sibanye, 1433, up 0.2%. And you think of it as a gold company, and all the other gold companies are doing quite badly today. But this thing doing well because it's a PGM company, I think.
Yes, and I think also, I think people might have been clicking on that Sibanye because it did make a lot of headlines last week on Thursday, when everyone was talking about the end of the strike, and I think people going, well, let's click on that stock and see what reaction there was. Seems to be consolidating around this 1430 area. It's been unfortunate, the timing of this whole thing. If gold has stayed around 1300 and then cancelled the strike, you get the feeling the share price, you know, might have been able to get up to about 15 Rand, but some good consolidation. Someone's definitely accumulating the stock around about these levels. being patient about their buying, and I think it's forming a base here.
Indeed. Let's have a look at the top five major moves to the upside and the downside. And we've got Sappi up 5.1%. Sasol, we've mentioned, 4.2% higher. Vivo, we can forget about that. It must disappear from my screen at some stage. Fortress B up nearly 3%. And Exxaro up 2.85%, Greg. You were talking about Fortress B this morning on the opening.
Yes, was announced. You know, when certain institutions go past certain sort of thresholds, it has to be announced to the market. It was announced last week that Fairtree, you know, quite a well-respected fund manager in the market, had been accumulating those Fortress B shares. A couple of people you follow on Twitter that really understand these REITs are starting to say, you know, this is the type of REIT which is offering quite a bit of value at the moment. Turnover today, 5.5 million shares. That's 60 million rand. That's decent. It closed, it made a high of 11.30, closed 11.12, but yeah, a nice performance, a nice sort of defensive counter.
Yes, indeed. On the downside, Goldfields down 5.5%, and that was another thing you mentioned this morning on the opening. Why is it down? RCL, the old Rainbow Chickens, down 3.7%, Spar down 2.3%, Anglo Gold Ashanti down 2.25%, and Into Prop down 2%. So Goldfields getting some stick there, Greg. Any reason for that? I mean, the gold price, we did miss a day, and gold has consolidated itself through the support of 1280. Yeah. But on the other hand, that's quite a big move, 5.5%, especially with the weaker rand, which we'll come to in a second.
Yes, I think you're right. The gold price had been falling while the markets were closed, and then we did play catch-up. And Goldfields, because it's listed overseas as well, sometimes a bit of a lightning conductor for selling of gold shares. Anglo Gold's the big daddy in that sector. That was also down 2.2%. That Into Properties, interesting. Quite a few people getting long that one, you know, hoping that, you know, a Brexit situation could cause that share price to rally. But that also starting to look like value now. But I've been known to get involved in these things too soon many times.
No, I can't believe that. Dollar Rand, 14.32. British Pound against the Rand, 18.51. The Euro Rand, 16.04. And the Euro Dollar is 1.12.03. So that dollar getting stronger today by 0.5%. That's one of the reasons why the Rand has gone to 14.32. Greg, on the gold price front, we've got, down another $6 to $1,269 an ounce. It really is starting to look quite nasty down there. The platinum price is down $12 to $887, and palladium $1,373 up $3. And the oil price is coming off its highs, but still, look at this, $74.83. Greg, the other thing I want to talk to you about, international markets, let's go there before we... In fact, you've got a more updated screen than me. Give me the Dow Jones and the FTSE, if you would.
Yeah, I've got a little problem with it. I've got the Dow up 122. For some reason, I'm not getting a FTSE feed at the moment.
I've got the FTSE up nearly 0.9%, up 65 points to 7,525. Do you remember those days, Greg, when we used to work together, 1999, 2000, when lots of companies came to the market that were dot-com companies and they were flavor of the month? Of course you remember. And then everything fell in a heap. Now, I'm not saying that this is a similar situation, but when I see Pinterest coming to the market and soaring with its IPO, I think to myself, okay, it's not the same type of company. It's not a dot-com company, but it's a social media company. There's too many of them now. I've never used Pinterest. Have you ever used Pinterest?
I actually have. But as you probably know, I'm a slave to my cell phone. I'm always looking for interesting things to look at.
Yes.
But I was looking at, you know, just looking for a design
for a drawing
which I needed done at home.
What drawing?
A drawing of an angel, which I was getting someone to draw to put by my front door. But I was trying to describe it to my nephew, who's a gifted artist, and I spent quite a bit of time on Pinterest trying to find the exact look, and he's busy drawing it for me as we speak.
Oh, very good. You know who's another very talented artist, and that's David Shapiro, but that's another story. But don't you think that when you see Pinterest coming to the market, even though Greg Davies uses it for his angels, the fact is that there's too much of it now, and maybe you'll look back and say, that's when it all peaked, when Pinterest came to the market.
Your point is very well made, that some of these more frivolous things And I mean, you've had things like Lyft, you've had Uber as well. I mean, there really aren't that many barriers to entry. I mean, Uber's a brilliant idea, but you can't sort of almost copyright an idea like that. Anybody could start a taxi business.
Yes.
So speaking to someone who's been in the market a long time, and this morning he was making a point that a bull market, which is led up by the Nasdaq, is dangerous, really, as you're saying, all these tech shares.
Yes.
For him, the sort of the canary in the cage, if you will, is Tesla, which is trading way higher than the share price, and it's really sort of got some sort of very negative people on Twitter on it. But he said when Tesla's bubble bursts, that'll be the beginning of a sell-off here. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I mean, when I look at what drives the markets, and when you have a look at CNN or CNBC or Bloomberg or Reuters TV, you see them talking about Disney, which is streaming its films online in competition with Netflix. So Disney is charging $7 and Netflix is charging whatever it is, $12, $13 to watch films, and they're driving the market. You've got Uber, which is a taxi company. And you've got Pinterest, where people are trying to find pictures of angels to give to their nephew who's going to draw it for them. I think to myself, what a world. I mean, this can't be true. Are these the real drivers of the market? Stop the world, I want to get off.
Yeah, do you remember back? I think it was something like pets.com.
Yes.
What
Weddings.com is another one.
Yes. Where you thought, does a dog really need to have its food delivered?
Yeah, I mean, do you really need a fancy website to go and buy a wedding dress? Goodness sake, yeah. Go down the shops. Greg, anything else we're looking forward to this week? There's US GDP on Friday, I think it is. And hopefully Mr. Trump won't be tweeting about the fact that the US economy is doing the greatest ever, or whatever his phraseology is.
Yeah, he was saying he thought that I could have been up another 5,000 or 10,000 points.
Yes.
But yeah, it does feel like that type of market again, which we had for quite most of last year, where the market would rally, Mr. Trump would put out a tweet, and then the market would pull back again. It feels like that pattern is coming back a little bit. It's quite choppy. It's quite difficult to trade. You just never know the timing of these things. I must say, most traders came into my office for a chat today, mostly frustrated with the market, not being able to get a good feel, especially with all these holidays and so on.
The ones that weren't at the beach.
Sure, yeah, which is the majority. The ones which made money are all at the beach. The rest of them are here battling with me.
Greg Davies, thank you very much for your time. That was the 5 o'clock shadow. Greg Davies is the chief trader at Kratos Capital in Johannesburg. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za.